how did this come about, the two agencies that seem to have at least part of your missions overlapping?
Yeah, part of this came about because the Dodd-Frank Act, which you had mentioned, required that the two agencies come up with a memo of understanding by the end of last week to coordinate our activities with regard to law enforcement and rulemaking. So that was the impetus for the FTC and the CFPB starting to talk about a memorandum of understanding. But we went beyond what the Dodd-Frank Act required and set up a broad and strong framework for our overall coordination on activities related to law enforcement, rulemaking, consumer education, research, et cetera. The whole idea is that we need to have the CFPB and the FTC be cooperating and coordinating as well as possible if we want to protect consumers and financial services.
So a lot of this was also about streamlining the way both agencies are doing this protection. How prevalent has duplication been for the agencies?
There hasn't been duplication, but one thing to date, but part thing to keep bear in mind is that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau really only started in operation last July. But even since it started in operation last July, we've been talking to them on a daily basis about the cases that we are thinking about bringing and the like, and they have been doing the same. And so a lot of what the memo of understanding does is essentially ratify the good, close personal relationship between the two agencies where we've been communicating informally. The MOU gives a more formal structure to it, but it really is confirming current practice of close cooperation and coordination between the two.
Now, one of the initiatives under this agreement is to share consumer complaints. How is that going to work?
Well, that's still a work in progress. We at the FTC have got a very complete consumer complaint database. We've had it for many, many years. We have state and other federal law enforcement partners, including the CFPB, who look at the consumer complaints in the FTC database. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is just getting their computer base started up because the agency has just been created. So at this point, a lot of what they are doing is looking to what we have in terms of consumer complaints at the FTC. But down the line, the idea would be the FTC and the CFPB would work together on coming up with a system where we would completely and seamlessly share consumer complaint information so that it can get to, particularly so that it can get to our investigators and prosecutors to help them identify trends, targets, and put cases together.
We're speaking with Tom Paul. He is the managing attorney of the Financial Practices Division at the FTC.
One of the other goals of this memorandum was to consult on rulemaking between the agencies, guidance initiatives to promote consistency. How do you do that effectively?
Well, the main way it's done effectively is that throughout the MOU, there's a requirement that there be consultation throughout the rulemaking process. And what that usually will mean is that if one or the other of the agencies are starting a rulemaking proceeding or amending a rule that relates to financial products and services, they would send it to the other agency to take a look at it before something goes public. And the notion would be that the two agencies would take a look at it, we'd talk about it, make sure that what's in there is consistent with the policies of both agencies and also quite consistent with the individual law enforcement actions that we've been bringing so that the rules reflect our law enforcement experience in terms of what they prohibit or restrict companies from doing.
Now, it might look like the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, was created out of whole cloth because of Dodd-Frank, but probably the practical reality is that a lot of people already in government were transferred over there to form the staff of that agency. So is it your sense that there is already some experience in rulemaking and some of these other issues as the agency got underway?
Yes, the CFPB has got a lot of great experience and they've drawn people from other positions in the federal government, state government, the private sector, consumer groups, et cetera. So they have a lot of good experienced people that they've brought over to the agency. Specifically with regard to rulemaking, a lot of the rulemaking functions that the CFPB will be performing are functions that used to be performed by the Federal Reserve Board. My understanding is that the vast majority of the people who were doing the rulemakings at the Federal Reserve Board were transferred over to the CFPB. And so really they're able to rely on that wealth of experience and expertise that the Fed used to have.
And is the fact that the FTC has direct congressional oversight, but the other bureau is really not directly controlled by Congress since it gets its budget from the Federal Reserve, does that create any issues under this memorandum?
I don't think it creates any issues under the memorandum of understanding. I think that we are going to be talking to the CFPB and make sure that our big picture and long-term objectives are in alignment. I don't know that the congressional oversight process would affect the coordination and discussions that we would have with the CFPB. I know from we are very responsive to congressional concerns and interests about what we're doing, and you know I know from talking to my colleagues at the CFPB that you know notwithstanding the difference in funding sources that they too are very interested in making sure that Congress is supportive of what the agency does.
And just from the personal standpoint, having met with the people in the other agency and them meeting with you all, is there a sense that there's trust there among the people individually?
Yes, I think there is. I mean, one of the things that I know from a law enforcement point of view is a lot of the people who are doing law enforcement over at the FTC, over at the CFPB, used to work with me or for me at the FTC. So there is definitely a carryover and a personal connection from people who used to work together who are continuing to work together. And I think that one of the things that should be a byproduct of the MOU is a lot of the coordination and consultation should build on that pre-existing trust relationship between the individuals. And especially, too, we'll develop a culture at both agencies that we really are trying to work together to help consumers of financial services rather than somehow be competing or conflicting in what we do.
And is that memo signed and in effect?
It is. It was signed last Friday by both agencies, and it's in effect as of the date of as of last Friday.